For all the news coverage, we only know some of what happened at Virginia Tech yesterday, and we do not yet know why. Residents of Blacksburg, Virginia, are looking for those answers, too, after 33 people were killed. NPR's Rachel Martin is there.
Blacksburg was eerily quiet yesterday. Most shops on Main Street were closed. Police cars with flashing red lights blocked off the campus, and the unseasonably frigid air was filled with howling wind and distant sirens. A hotel just outside campus was turned into a gathering place for students and victims' families, people looking for information about friends and loved ones. Zachary Borgerding is a junior at Virginia Tech. He came to find out about his housemate, who had classes in Norris Hall, the site of the second shooting.
We're a little concerned because he hasn't been in the apartment all day, and he's an engineering student, and the building is predominantly engineering students. So we just wanted to come in and make sure that nothing happened to him.
Students lingered outside the hotel on cell phones. Some just hung around looking shell-shocked, not quite sure what to do or where to go.
My name is J.R. Joyce. I'm a freshman, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Joyce lives in the dorm next to West Ambler Johnston dorm. That's where a gunman shot and killed two people yesterday morning around 7 o'clock, then fled. About 2.5 hours later, across campus, another shooting took place. This time, a gunman went on a rampage. He chained the main entrance to Norris Hall, a classroom building. He then shot and killed 30 people, then himself. Joyce says he could hear warnings from campus loudspeakers.
All the cop cars were coming down. They had the emergency system on attack where they were telling you students, don't stand by the windows, lock your doors, stay in your room.
Police officials here say it's still unclear whether the two shootings were related or if there was only one gunman. Virginia Tech has seen violence already this school year. Last fall, an escaped prison inmate killed a security guard outside the campus, and the school has had several bomb threats in recent weeks. When 19-year-old Mike Cording woke this morning to sirens, he thought it was a false alarm.
But then I went to go leave, and I just saw students running, and then I saw people started calling on their cell phone, and they said that there was a shooting in the dorms and that he made his way onto this side of campus and that we were supposed to stay indoors.
He and his fraternity brother started a phone tree to find out if everyone was okay.
One of them was in Norris when it happened, and he said his class barricaded the door and he tried to get in, the gunman, but he was okay, thank God.
But so many others were not okay, and prayer services took place around the town to remember them and their families.
I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry.
A few blocks from campus at St. Mary's Catholic Church, people gathered for a special prayer service led by parishioner Lori McDaniel.
May Jesus, the divine physician, heal the wounds of fear, uncertainty, anxiety, and distress. And may peace soon come upon this place again.
Students wearing burgundy Virginia Tech sweatshirts wept and hugged each other after the service. Parishioner Mike Martin says the entire community of Blacksburg is grieving.
In one sense, because we are all a part of Virginia Tech, we have lost. All of us have lost.
The campus remains closed. There will be a community convocation service later today. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Blacksburg, Virginia.